There's an outfit out in Los Angeles. Carries the banner heading Emergency Dianetics. It does a lot of this. Two classes to emergency dianetics. One, the emergency which is done as a result of an accident or an emotional disturbance, all the same breed of cat. And two, the patch-up which is done after a bad co-auditing team session or a bad auditing session. Two types of emergency an auditor is expected to handle. If you don't realize there is a second type of an emergency, you're liable not to handle it as an emergency. It's just as an emergency, that's all. What do we mean by an emergency? Something which rises up and presents such a thorough present time problem that auditing cannot proceed unless the problem is resolved, like a broken leg. Like a bad auditing session. You think you're going on and audit somebody with results who is a case who needs emergency auditing. Nope. You're not going to get very good results. The auditing's been very bad. You're just walking up on top of a lock. The very same things that you're doing in the very same situation has already caused the pre-clear trouble, therefore he's going to be very leery of the whole thing. The answer to that problem is emergency auditing. How do you do an emergency? There are a dozen ways that I can think of offhand, all of them extremely effective. Let's, instead of that, take the most effective ways that will work on the majority of the cases that you will run into. You have them locate the area as an area in space, and then have them locate a spot in the room they are being audited in, and then locate the area as an area in physical universe space, and then locate a spot in the room, and then remedy the havingness of the situation. Whatever havingness occurs to the auditor, he has the individual get it in an acceptable form and then pull it in. Now, of course, if somebody's terribly worried about his hand, having burned his hand, we would spot the spot where the individual had burned his hand, spot the spot in the room, spot the spot where the individual burned his hand, spot the spot in the room, then mock up an acceptable hand. That hand might be bone dust, or it might be just a nothingness of hands, or it might be a completely putrefied hand, or it might be a hand with all the flesh boiled off of it. It might be anything. It's not necessarily the hand he has, but it is an acceptable hand. What do I mean by acceptable? After the mock-up has been made, it then snaps into the area which has a negative quantity in it. All right. Remedy the having to spot the spot in space. Now, that is number one in effectiveness. Remedy the havingness, spot the spot in space. Remedy the havingness, spot the spot in space. Remedy the havingness and spot the spot in space. Remedy the havingness, spot the spot in space. Remedy the havingness, spot any spot in space. Remedy any havingness, spot any spot in space. See how we go? We've taken his attention off of the incident. Okay. That's number one. Now, let's take the last level of effectiveness that you would tackle. Still workable. And that would be auditing out the actual incident itself. That would be the last one you would take, but it's still effective. You would audit out the burn and so forth, so on. That's the last one, just book one on a burn or emergency. Still effective, you understand. Now, on the effort band, it is less effective than on the secondary band. We mustn't forget this process called for in issue 28G of the Journal of Scientology, A New Science, 1947. We mustn't forget this auditing process, the erasure of an engram or a secondary. Just because it isn't terrifically effective, just because it doesn't work on a great many of the cases, is no reason you should throw it utterly and completely overboard. It is a piece of technology senior to any technology man had previously. So take it as a jumping-off spot. It's a good process. Now, why shouldn't we forget this one? Because there is nothing under the sun will clear up an emotional secondary, like auditing it as an engram, if it can be, audited as an engram.